Wally, Alexi, and Todd. Three losers in a spare room converted into a studio. That's pretty much it. It's time to defile your eardrums with this fresh, tasty, deep-fried batch of... In General.
All right, I've got my notes. We're good. How's my mic? We're good. Wow, it's been a while. Did you know, do you know the date the last episode was posted on? It was December 22nd, 2010. It was our porny Christmas. Can we hear the fan? Yeah, I can hear the fan in the background. Should we turn the fan on?
Yeah, we'll
turn it back on when we yell.
I just turned it up!
Once again, we do apologize for the technical.
And I never thought I'd say this on here. Can somebody just push together the door?
Where's the off button in this bitch?
Since when is the bottom button off? Power is at the top. The think tank has been mulling over quite nicely as to what our new specials are going to be, and I think that we all unanimously came to the decision of attacking the fuck out of pop culture. I think that's our new thing, isn't it?
Just attack.
Yeah. So now, firstly, before we get stuck into it, our condolences, our sympathies to our very, very valuable listeners in Japan. The earthquake and tsunami hit yesterday about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So our thoughts go out to there.
Absolutely.
And if we've got any Kiwis listening, same goes for you guys at Christchurch. Just unbelievable. So we're going to endeavour to give you around about 40 minutes or however long the edit takes me at work. Anger. We want to get you angry. Get angry with us because we want to just rip the shit out of pop culture today.
You know what I love about this show? We are so lazy. It's just our normal jobs. So Wally edits this show at work.
That's
brilliant.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It's talk about time theft. I'm either editing audio or I'm making coffee for myself. So yeah, it's good. So our episode today is In General's Shitful Efforts in Cinema and TV. The reason why this came up was because, where's my drink? Here it is. Is because, I feel like Dave, what's his name with the missing finger? It was because all we seem to do and talk about is, well, politics for one. And then the rest of the time we just talk about movies and books and TV. Porn is obviously in there.
Actually, on that note, all those people that spend so much time on Facebook, I don't understand the amount of porn that is on the internet.
Yeah.
How do they justify the time?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Your status update isn't as important as Kira shows off her amazing ass on camera.
Amen.
What's more important, your friend's birthday or I deep throat?
Yeah, really.
Come on. Priorities, people.
If you're doing both at the same time, if you're one of those people that have the two screens to the one computer and you've got both on two screens.
Yeah, I've got that.
Way talented, way cool. You can do both.
Yeah, that's it. Multitask. Get the corpus callosum happening. All right, so In General's shitful efforts in cinema and TV. We all had a few suggestions each. And so how many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I can count. There's 9. We've got 9. 9 suggestions. And I've got a couple of dishonorable mentions to go through towards the end of the episode as well. So just, and it doesn't have to be graphics quality, CGI quality, doesn't have to be acting, doesn't have to be scripting, producing. It can be anything. It can be all of the above, I guess. Formally, kick us off with a medical drama that you absolutely loathe. Dude, Alex C, kick it off.
It's Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
fuck me right in my little rectum.
No, thanks. But after the first season, I just loathed it. McDreamy and McSteamy, not mine. Yes. No, after the first season, I said, yeah, it's all right. And that blonde chick, who's now become a movie star.
She is hot.
Gorgeous. Like, got her baps out, still in the bra, but she got them out in the first series. Like, bless your cotton socks, and she's fantastic in movies. Love her in movies.
Right.
But the show, Grey's Anatomy, what doing? Is it because we have penises?
I think so. So that would be a lot to do with it. And see, the main chick, she's the pastiest white person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's and coming from me.
And she hasn't
aged. And you're Scottish.
I know. I get burnt watching fireworks. Yeah. This is bad. And what really annoys me is the storylines. The bad, freaking bad storylines.
I can't comment on them. Give me some examples.
I don't even know what season they are up to right now. Because quite frankly, I don't give a
season
shit.
Whatever.
A bomb in a dude that was actually man-made.
Sorry, say again.
Hang on, a bomb in a man.
In a guy.
And it took like 4 episodes.
They've been watching too many Saw movies. That's ridiculous.
And homemade shit. I'm like,
how can you have a decent fuck? Hospital drama having bombs in people?
It gets better. When I see someone getting plastic surgery, first thing I think of, boobs.
Boobs, yep. Boobs. Yep, for sure. Boobs. Yep.
Female boobs, of course.
Well, not bitch tits.
No. I don't want to see a teenage boy getting boob reduction. I'm kidding.
Come on.
Boobs. And they weren't man boobs like we've all got. They were man boobs like actual form breasts.
At least House has stuff that could happen.
Yeah, but see, House is cool. But House is cool.
House is cool. And when there was one episode of House that I did watch where there was a female with a tick. Her genitalia was causing her blood poisoning problems.
Right. And through her vajayjay.
Yeah.
The bajinga.
And he worked it out with a whiteboard. Like, come on. Everyone that has a whiteboard at home knows how hard it is to decipher anything that gets written on it.
A shopping list, let alone a diagnosis.
This guy worked out how to cure this chick with a whiteboard. Tick.
How do you do that, Tom?
What? No, man. I don't have that kind of thing.
No.
Wow, if that is not off track, I don't know what
it is. We don't know what it is. Let's bring it back. Grey's Anatomy. Continue.
Shit.
Yep, cool. Okay. So that's at number 9. There could be 10 and we might be actually one number off at the end. But anyway, all right, cool. Grey's Anatomy sucks. All right, so yeah. In general, listeners, from about season 2 would be familiar with the DVD skeet shooter. So with their whole, and another half of the reason is because we're bringing back the DVD skeet shooter. Alex, explain it to Todd.
Okay, DVD skeet shooter is basically, the clay pigeons that get shot out. We designed our very own. It doesn't shoot clay pigeons. It shoots DVDs. So that is what
made from a DVD player. Just really? Reversing the open close function.
See, I thought you just robbed like a DVD store with all those DVDs.
Yeah, we did, but that's not the point.
No, no, no.
We've also upgraded it to Blu-ray.
Oh.
Nice. So, Alex, if you could kindly enter Grey's Anatomy Blu-ray and normal DVD into the DVD skid shooter, that'd be great. Thank you.
There we go.
Cool. All right. Whenever you're ready.
Full.
Oh, nice shot!
Owned you!
Nice shot.
That was amazing.
Theatre of the mind.
I was.
Now, the next one, I didn't know this show existed. I've never seen the title of it. Young Kids and Crowns. What is it?
I'm a bit of a TV buff, so I love my TV. But yep. In order to appease the wife, we get some channels that, let's just say, are of substandard quality. Now, on this said channel, we won't name names, will we, Lifestyle?
Plus 2.
No, this is just ordinary. I can't stomach +2.
Yeah, 106, nice.
Anyways, you know the channel number, you loser.
Yeah, well.
Anyways, actually, it's...
Grand Designs, bitch.
You've pulled me out here now. It's Lifestyle You, okay?
Oh, even worse! Even worse!
It's all about you. No, it's fucking not, alright? It's got nothing to do with me. There is no way I'd ever enter my daughter into a pageant.
Now, be specific. Your how old daughter?
Sorry, my 0 to 12-year-old.
Unbelievable. What's the show called?
Zero, as in it just came out, has placenta on it, okay, and it's not even breathing on its own yet.
What's the name of the show?
Toddlers and Tiaras.
How's that, Alex, for a show name? Toddlers and Tiaras.
All I can think of are
egocentric, unsuccessful soccer mums who want to put their kids... Fucking Americans, what is up with that?
See, that's what I said too. But there is a British version.
Oh no. So it's toddlers with getting to into beauty pageants with teeth that look like burnt corn.
Oh my God.
Now it gets worse.
I love it.
You've summed up nearly every parent on the show. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Every redneck American British pikeys.
Pikeys.
Now, I must leave the room. Even when the ad for that show goes off.
How's the think tank for that? We're like, there's people in a room who are sitting around an enormous table.
I have this idea. Now, stay with me.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll be the writers in the room. Ready? Go.
I've got this idea now. I'm thinking
toddlers. Okay, go ahead. What are you thinking? I'm feeling you.
I'm thinking toddlers. I'm thinking babies. You know, okay, some kind of competition.
Oh, okay, like a show that supports family values. Is that right? No.
No. I'm sort of like a reality thing. Like, I don't know.
Okay, reality show. Yeah. I like where this is going.
Yeah, stay with me.
Sure.
There to be tension. It's gotta be tension.
Okay. So
we're going south. South, I like this.
Yes, southern families, lots of drama. I like it,
Yep.
Sure.
Talk with me, what else have we got? Okay, no, wait, here we go.
What is up with young kids? They're always so cute. Let's do something about their cuteness.
Cuteness, I love it. I have it.
What?
A toddler beauty pageant.
Oh, that is so not offensive to mainstream America. They're fantastic. We all like our beauty pageants. Yeah. I got a little bit gay at the end there. I'm sorry. Fantastic. I sound like Carson Chrisley. How are you?
You do that incredibly well.
Toddlers and tiaras. What the fudge? All right, so kindly, please, load it into the DVD skid shooter. We good?
Pull.
Fantastic. All right.
Now, someone got any ice? I think I just did my shoulder.
My next one, or my first one, I have to be really careful who I say this around, but I'm confident I can say it around you guys. Every person I've spoken to about my hatred for this show so far has looked at me in absolute disgust, and it's made them rage, particularly my cousin, who is a massive fan of this show. To put it quite simply, I fucking hate Lost.
I am disgusted. I am disgusted with you.
I fucking hate it.
The fact that you haven't brought this up sooner, because I fucking hate that show as well.
It's bullshit.
Oh.
It's absolute rubbish. It is absolute rubbish. I've got an excerpt. I just dropped my notes. All right. And we're back. I've got notes. This was from one of the writers. Are we good? Yeah, we're recording.
We're good.
This was from one of the writers of the show Lost. He or she says, "It was real. Everything that happened on the island that we saw throughout the 6 seasons was real. Forget the final image of the plane crash. Get this. Forget the final image of the plane crash. It was put in purposely to fuck with people's heads and show how far the show had come." So they purposely, again, put in a scene purely for the fact to screw with people's heads. Let me give you a brief synopsis. Lost is an island that balances the good of evil in the world. This is just my research. Large amounts of Hinduism with a heap of Western religion thrown in. Give me a fucking break. Obviously, when you chuck different religions in together, you're spelling a long running of hoodwinking of viewers. J.J. Abrams had the same ending in mind ever since he created the show, and he never changed it. Like, that might be to be commended, but to blatantly spin contrived storylines that in no way make any effort to hide the fact that the ABC studios were looking to get as much money as possible. So they stretched the show beyond the realms of reasonability. So, okay, I can deal with the fact that there's an island that creates the balance of good and evil in the world. I get the fact that the characters are, their souls are connected through the millions of possible dimensions of our existence that, you know, might be a theory that I could cope with, but it was the pandering. I watched the first season, and then for the second season, I came back, and I remember I missed 3 episodes of that show, and I came back, and I picked it up in an instant, because nothing fucking happened. Nothing happened.
I think it was summed up best when, I can't remember which critic said it, but Lost is a show that has lost its way.
Yeah, it really did. It doesn't matter if they had the same ending in look, theology and metaphysical discussion turns me on as much as the next dork. But if you're going to do it right. Yeah. Make it count. Don't fill it with shit and then offend your audience by injecting time-stretching ideas that get you through half a season before you have to explain yourself. Anyway, hating. Whoa. Hating on Lost.
That's it.
All right. Mega Lost. So I'm going to put this bitch into the DVD skeet shooter. Paul!
Nice.
Never miss. Never miss.
You're
okay.
Good. You're good.
A movie now in our list. Our next one down, nominated by Alex C., which, I don't know, Todd's not going to be happy with this. With pathetic script writing, but amazing visual effects. Alex, go, go.
Todd, before I say anything, shut your mouth. You will get your turn to shut your mouth. It's Avatar.
Don't even go there, Alex. You need to stop right now.
It was shit. It was
stop
shit,
right
shit,
now.
Shit,
I'm not going to have this in this studio, righto?
Okay,
go to your next movie.
No.
Don't even start.
Screw you, man. Okay, next. Don't get me wrong. Graphics. Fucking fantastic.
CGI sensational.
That was absolutely incredible.
Agreeable.
3D, but I can imagine 3D would be awesome.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
But the storyline, the acting, oh my goodness gracious.
Come on, you have to agree. It was so wooden.
It was woodened. It was woeful.
Can I take you through a couple of standout lines for me? And I remember these clearly because I think I was the only person, even Ethiopian kids had seen Avatar before I did. I watched it in January this year. For the first time, here's the two lines. The guy in the helicopter, and that's how you scatter the roaches. As he puts the fireball onto the avatar, the Na'vi, right? Michelle Rodriguez, you ain't the only one with a gun, bitch. Come on! This isn't the A-Team. It's Avatar. Storyline, fail. Visual effects, gave me a hard-on.
I know.
See,
like,
I think
what was worse, was I took my darling wife to the movies to see this. I fell asleep during the movie.
You so didn't get laid after that movie.
I fell asleep. I paid $20 to go and see a movie that I fell asleep in. I can fall asleep at work for nothing. I paid $20 to go see this freaking movie. Oh, such a drain on my life. That is 3 hours of my life I am never going to get back.
Boom! Let's get a bit of Oscars action happening here.
Nice.
Hurt Locker.
Never seen it.
Hurt Locker.
Never seen it.
Oh my god. Let me start by saying, I know what you were trying to do. I know what you did do.
Did they fail, Todd? Did they fail, Todd?
Epic fail.
It makes... The reason this movie makes me so angry... is because of its blatantness and the fact that it played the big David versus Goliath thing at the Oscars and, oh, I'm the ex of James Cameron and I didn't have as much money as him because I'm an absolute shitter director than him.
Shitter. That's a good word.
Technical term.
And so all those useless old... Probably has been wannabe nobodies that actually get to vote, except for my mate that actually lives in LA who actually votes half decently. Never actually.
Hang on, you have a mate who votes in the Oscars?
Yeah.
No. Come on, how has this not come up in conversation before?
We actually went and had lunch with him when we went to LA and stuff like that. And
he votes in the Oscars?
He gets all the movies for free. Yeah, I know. That guy, he's
come on!
No. Dude!
He votes, and not one of his movies has ever won an Oscar that he's voted on. Now, that just...
That's a good thing, because he doesn't vote political. Movies. Yeah, he doesn't vote political. Movies. Yep,
now,
for sure.
The Hurt Locker. Okay, sounds cool. Okay. Supposed to be about war. Even better, we all like shooting and stuff.
I like it.
Nazi zombies.
I've watched it. I'm sitting there. I see what's happening. Mel actually walks out because it's so boring.
Oh my god. I can vouch for this. Mel never walks out of a movie.
Yeah. Walked out in a cinema, walked out?
No, just at home.
Oh, okay.
Just she got up. Oh, I said, where are you going? And she goes, I'm not watching this. The saving grace in that movie was the lead character who is just a weapon in all these movies. I don't even know his name. That's
how bad it was.
You know, but he's there, and he carried that entire movie. Like, he had to be carrying easily three quarters of the work on his shoulders during that movie because it was shit. Your directing was shit. And don't ever play that, oh, he had more money than me card to win an Oscar again, you
mole!
Sorry if that was a bit much.
No, that's fine. This whole show is about you unleashing the rage.
Pull.
Now, the next one is another movie. And the reason why we hate it is because it's so fucking well done. Alex, go.
Okay. Yeah, great movie. Really, really incredibly well done. Todd, you'll agree with this one. It's Paranormal Activity.
Oh, my God, fuck, where?
You see the reaction we get here? I think the reason we hate it so much is because it was just so realistic. I sat on the couch in the middle of the day with sunshine, okay?
Yeah.
Watching this movie at one point.
Brandon, exactly the same.
Yeah. Anna is on the couch and she's freaking halfway through this movie. I am the one that actually had got up and stood behind the lounge trying to protect myself from the TV screen, okay? It was bad.
Unbelievably well done, wasn't it?
I wasn't able to sleep right for weeks. And there is also a reason now I sleep with a machete under my bed.
Yep.
Okay? I'm going to get it.
He actually sleeps with a machete?
Yeah, under his bed.
What you're witnessing now, listeners, is an incredibly pasty white cliche running as fast as he can.
With the knife.
With the knife. He's going to hurt himself.
Check this shit.
Oh, my God. It's actually a machete.
Like a real one.
You fucking maniac.
An actual machete. It actually looks like it's been used.
You're a maniac.
I'm going to take
a look.
You can chop bamboo with that.
Yeah, all right, whack it into the...
Way too well done.
Yeah, whack it into the DVD scoot shooter. Whenever you're ready.
Out of respect. Boom!
Nice shot. Yeah, nice. All right, I'm going to quickly finish off. There's not a lot you can say about this. It's everyone knows. Everyone, as soon as you hear this, will know how bad it is. An American reality show.
I'm going. See you later.
Called Who's Your Daddy? Think about it. Who's your daddy?
Just the name.
Spells dodginess.
Like, I haven't seen this show.
Yeah. The network responsible? Fox, as always.
Oh, shock.
That's it. The premise? A young woman who was adopted as a child tried to win $100,000 by picking her biological father from a group of men all claiming to be her real dad. If one of the imposters managed to fool the adopted woman, the fake daddy would win the 100 grand prize instead. And the hook?
So harsh.
The hook is, will the young woman tell the right man, you are the father? That's what she had to say. She had to go up to the guy and go, you are the father. And if he went, nah, I'm not your real father, he got 100 grand. Come on. Adoption. People don't tackle adoption. Marry millionaires. Film people in a house. Get completely unskilled singers up on stage and take them through 24 weeks of rubbish. Don't target
toddlers up on stage.
Yeah, put toddlers in beauty pageants. Don't target adopted people to pick their fathers. Come on. It's in. Pull.
Insulted I am from hearing that.
That's I know. Really you're insulted and you haven't even seen it.
ingeneral.com.au.
If you like jerky, then come down and Jill and Joe's gigantic jerky house of jerk. For we jerk, who, and whatever you want. We stock nearly every kind of jerky known to man. Even some species that are yet to be discovered. Hell, even a few we've made extinct ourselves. We currently have a huge amount of jerky still on sale, including whale, squirrel, badger, lemming, rabbit and kanga. What the fuck is that, Joe?
Kangaroo.
Righto. Yeah, what he said. Hell, we even have huge discounts on German and Kiwi jerky. So come down to Jill and Joe's gigantic jerky house of jerk. But no Tasmanians. They're not covered by our insurance. And remember, if we don't have it, we'll find it for you. Or better yet, bring it in. And we'll have someone jerk your meat while you watch. And coming soon, NORAD's nuts. Get your hands on somebody else's nuts.
Because I choose to keep my 9 a.m. court appearance, I choose to take a big thumping dose of Slamadol about 8:30 a.m. every morning Alex C pops around to give me a massive punch in the schnoz.
Oi! Wake up, dickhead! Yeah! That's for having a big Tuesday night, you fucking tool!
Sure, it might seem a bit harsh, but it's my own stupid fault for hooking into the beers till 3 a.m. Slammerdoll, it's my choice.
I just want to put in a couple of dishonourable mentions. I don't know whether you guys are old enough or young enough for this. Michael Langdon in Highway to Heaven. Does anyone know that? The father from Little House on the Prairie. He starred as Jonathan Smith. He was sent back to Earth to help people. Yep, this was the precursor to Touched by an Angel. Along with his human companion, ex-policeman Mark Gordon, the pair carried out their missions from the boss, i.e. God, travelling to the through the country, spreading their love, hope, and positive mojo. The cheese factor on that was just ridiculous. Put that in the double drawer. But what I want to tell you about is a show called Manimal. Have you ever heard of Manimal?
This was actually on. I'll get it in a minute.
Yeah.
It's on Comedy Channel. And it is. You've been watching.
Yeah.
They had Manimal.
Manimal, right? Manimal featured a man who could shapeshift into any animal to suit the crime-fighting situation. He melded, shapeshifted into different animals. A guy
who shapeshifted into, like, I think it was three because special effects.
Yes, it was either a hawk or a black panther. Well, his main two. It was odd the amount of times he shapeshifted into those two. Why not a malamute? Why not a meerkat?
What about something like you'll see every day, like fly?
Yeah, maybe he did the odd bull, I think, once in a horse, but that was about it. So Manimal gets a dishonourable mention.
Why do you get something poisonous like a spider?
Hello, orange tree frog. As soon as he bites it, kills a horse. Kills a horse. That's how powerful the venom is. Kills
that
a horse.
Awesome.
They're the frogs that people lick the backs off to get high. Yeah. All right, so that's it. That's done. Shitful efforts in TV and cinema.
We've got so much anger built up in this right now.
Rage.
We're going to have to kill that.
Immense rage. Now, before we go, one last thing to do before we go. I'm Wally. You are Alex C.
That's me.
He's Todd, right? He's Todd. That's not a nickname. It's not a nickname. So we want to paint people a visual picture of what Todd looks like. He's wearing a Fiji rugby shirt, which is actually pretty cool, by the way. It's like these Maori, Mad Maori designs on it. He's got a wicked... He's got a wicked cool goatee. Not many people can pull off the goatee. I can't pull it off. I had a goatee growing competition once to see who could grow the coolest goatee, and I lost. It was because goatees were cool in NSYNC. You remember that? Happening now.
Why would you point those in, like,
exactly?
Is not
it's not. It's just it's man goat. It's man goat. So we want to charge our listeners with the task of giving Todd a nickname. Wally, Alex C. We've had Sammy J. We've had Sean, which isn't it? Sean all over, and we've had JB. So let's give Todd a nickname. And, send it. All you got to do is go to www.ingeneral.com.au. The rolling menu up the top, you can get a hold of us, the contact page. You just fill it out, send it off, come straight through. I see it. And you will thusly give Toddy a nickname.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, guys, is pick the top five and then we'll let you all vote on what you think my nickname should be.
Yeah.
And the person that... picked the winning nickname will get a prize, which we've yet to determine.
If they pick the winning nickname for Todd, they get to put the word Sir in front of their name.
Wow.
We will knight them. We will knight them. Knights of the In General Spare Room. We done?
We're done.
We're good.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
That's it for this episode, kids. In General is largely thanks to Wally, Alex C, and Todd's questionable upbringings, but mostly because it gives them an excuse to drink and talk shit on a Saturday afternoon. All original material written and produced by In General Productions, copyright 2011. Cheesy voiceover guy speaking.